kill it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, folks? What's happening? March 22nd, 2013, 11 p.m. You're on the off-ramp. What's going on, good people? Good to hear from you. Please feel free to call in 646-915-8680. We are here for half an hour only, but it's going to be a good half an hour. I got one of my co-hosts on with me, M Extra Money. What up?
Happy Friday, people. What's good? Hope everybody's safe out there in the streets. If you're partying, make sure you got that designated driver. If y'all drinking, don't want no problems, man. Cops all over the place, man. Be safe.
Yeah, the way you sound right now, it seems like you in these streets, yo.
I got a designated driver, though, homie. It's called my right and my left hand.
You double fist for the night, yo? Where you partying at?
We out in Owens Mills, man. I'm on the scene, man. I'm on the scene. Stepping out real quick, man. Celebrating a party. Terrence, I forgot how old she is, but it's a party for Karen. She's State Farm family. You know what I mean? She's doing big at her house, little house party, man. It's all good. But had some banging food, though, yo. Had some gaming for no homo, yo. Them meatballs were off the chain, B.
So, yo, you had a birthday party for some of you don't know how old they are, yo?
On the
yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they said it. It was one of those things. I think she over 40, so you know what I mean? Like, they kind of, like, they said it one time, you know, and that one time only, you know. So if you didn't catch it that one time, it was a wrap.
All right, that's what's up, man. Make sure y'all be safe out there. Got my other co-host on here tonight. What up, Mr. Rages?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. You sound a lot better. You got that lean up thing, you know? You doing all right?
Yeah, man, I got it in me. Yes, sir.
You still getting that, still fighting that G, huh?
I'm fighting it a little bit.
All right, that's what's up. Got my other man on straight West Coast. And, ho, what up,
homie?
Ain't much. So, of course, we know how this goes, fellas. So just to get the fans out there a quick listen to, this is the off-ramp. You know, it's a show where everyone gets a voice. You can talk about anything, man. You don't have to be no fake-ass expert. You can be you. This is your show. This is your voice. You got a problem with any one of my co-hosts, what they say, feel free to call up, air them out. You got a problem with something I say, feel free to air it out, man. We don't hold nothing back. So, first thing I'm going to get to, of course, man, got to talk about the tournament, man. Bragging Busters, man. My joint is in the trash, yo. The only thing I see right now is that Western Kentucky is beating Kansas. But the fact that there were so many losses today by top-seeded teams, Georgetown killed me, New Mexico is in my Final Four. How y'all brag is looking? What you got?
In the garbage, yo. I don't even want to talk about it, yo. It's garbage, yo. Like, it's so good. Like, I'm glad my Duke boys won, and I got them in the national championship. They my last hope out there. You know? Everybody else showed and did me dirty, yo. My second team, Georgetown, did me dirty. New Mexico did me dirty. Wisconsin did me dirty. And I don't, yo. It's a wrap for me, yo. Like, unless Duke wins, yo. I think that's my only chance. It's a wrap.
Yeah, you sound mad hurt, son.
LaSalle won. LaSalle. Like,
yeah, I picked LaSalle, B.
Oh, word. Yo.
Yeah, buddy, you're good old Philly, yo. Yo, Philly got the best hoopers, yo. We better than D.C. We better than New York. Don't get it twisted, yo.
Man, shut up, man.
Did you pick Florida Gulf Coast, though, son?
Nah,
right,
didn't
come
have
on.
That.
Hmm? Have you even ever heard of Florida golf course?
That's what I'm saying.
Son, I tell you what I saw with Florida Gulf Coast, though. I did get in trouble because me and my wife were supposed to go out to dinner, and the whole time I was looking at TV and my phone, so I did get in trouble, so I won't be interrupted on TV show because she's not talking to me. So, but, yo, whoever said white boys can't jump, yo, Them Florida Gulf Coast got some white athletes. Them dudes, them white dudes is up there getting it,
yo. Yo, they look like the Clippers out there, the way they were throwing hoops, yo. Even at the end, yo, they were smacking them around, son. It was crazy out there.
I felt like a proud white dad. Go ahead, Hov.
Did you hear the press conference with the coach at the end of the game, though?
Nah, definitely. I was getting to his attitude. What'd he say?
Yo, so the guy asked him, he's like, usually a 15 seed coming from a school that's only been tournament eligible for 2 years, they're usually not the team that brings all the athletes. And the coach goes, well, you know, that's our style of ball. We run up and down the court. We throw it up and say, go get it. That's how we play ball.
Wow, that's what he said.
That's what he said, yo.
Wow.
And that's exactly what them kids did, yo.
Hold, did you see any of the game?
Oh, I saw most of that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you was busy with family, yo. Like, big shout out to your grandpop again, man. I know today was probably a long day. Big shout out to your grandpop, man. God rest his soul. But, yo, did y'all see Florida Gulf Coast's coach, his wife, when they showed him?
Nah.
Y'all, I don't know how, dude. Yeah, you can tell that coach got confidence, just like what Hova's story is, yo. Because they told the story about how she was a model. She's bad, too. She was a model. He went up to her. They went out on a date, got some donuts or something. And he was like, yeah, your modeling career is over. We getting married. And sure enough, she stopped modeling and started having kids, yo.
Wow. That's gangster.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. But, hey, Mr. Righteous, you got a brag? Did you watch any of the upsets today?
No, I just watched a LaSalle game today. I ain't got no bracket, though, but I did watch the LaSalle game. That was a good game. It came down to the wire, man. Almost lost it in the end. That kid Henrique was pretty dangerous out there, man. Was that kid like 8 feet? Because he was towering over everybody, yo.
Yeah, I think he's like 7'2", yo. He is huge, yo. I couldn't imagine being that tall, yo.
Yo, he was catching passes over top of dude's head, yo, and just dunking it, yo. With no problem.
Yeah. Out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I think he a little bit more skilled than Manute Bowl, but yeah, he was Manute Bowling him out there, yo. And he was hitting him with the Mutombo, the no, because he had about 5-6 blocks.
Yo.
Yo, Manute.
Yeah, that Mutombo commercial, I know y'all seen it by now, yeah. It's got to be the funniest commercial. It's got to be the funniest commercial on TV. Yeah. When he drops the ha, 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 no, no.
Not in my house.
Yo, I don't know if it's offensive, yo, if it should be offensive to African people, yo. But it is so funny, yeah. And the way he be running away, yo. It's got to be the best commercial. Is that a State Farm commercial, though? Is that Marisol Johnson, Insurance, StateFarm.com?
Yeah, yo, it's hilarious, yo. Like, I mean, I think, and I agree with you, what you're saying, though. It makes it a lot funny because he has an accent. Like, you don't even have to know that he actually led the league in blocks and he was a good defender in the NBA to not, like, laugh because of his accent and, like, what he's saying and how he's saying it, like, you know what I mean? Crazy.
Yeah, Mutombo would have been a good Cookie Monster, yo. That was voice.
A Cookie Monster?
You don't put him on 70th Street?
Yeah.
A 7-foot Cookie Monster.
Yeah. He might scare the kids, yo, but he got the voice for it, yo. Hey. No.
That album, yo.
Oh, yeah, they all sound the same to me, yo.
Yo, you stupid, yo.
So since everybody's flag is busted, who y'all rooting to win? I know, well, I let the people know. So hey, who you rooting to win for the tournament, yo?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that, yo?
Let's
you
know
you're
going for Duke.
I mean, I know I'm letting the people hear you, yo. Just because I know you don't mean the people know you.
Best team in the country, man. Let's go Duke.
Yo, you're not even the best team in your own conference.
I concur. Hey, listen, yo. Listen, with Kelly, we gave them the Miami boys the business, yo. Don't stop here. Don't be dumb.
Yeah. You didn't even win your own tournament. Yo, Miami won it. You had Kelly then.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
we
not
had
the tournament that counts, man. We talked about this last night, man. It's what you do right now, son.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't call yourself the best team in the country right now, then.
Best team in the country, B.
Yo, Harvard going to win it all, yo.
I think I'm riding with Florida Gulf Coast now, yo.
You might as well, man. The way shit going, man, it may be a small school getting it done, yo. Like, honestly, it's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man. But, all right, so we talked about the tournament for a little bit. If I pause for a minute, it's because I keep looking at the highlights, man. JT3, you suck, man. You're like a third Drake album, man. Get out of here. Anyway.
Who'd you say?
He's like a third Drake album, yo. He sucks right now. I can't stand him, man. He's all hype, yo. He gets me every time. Georgetown does it to me every year. JT3, the coach of Georgetown. Georgetown and Louisville does it to me every single year. I watch them because they're Big East. I watch them the most. I get hype about them. The prognosticators hype about them. I put them to do big things in my tournament, and they let me down every single year, yo. I can't stand.
You ain't lying, yo. You definitely not lying, yo.
So that's why I say he's like
you
a Drake
have to go into my man, Duke, Drake, though.
I'm a huge fan of Drake, yo. But I can't say that I like any of his albums, yo. He's like Ludacris to me, yo. I love Ludacris, but I don't like any of his albums, like as a complete unit, yo. Like there's never a time where I'd be like, let me pop on this Drake album, yo. This joint is fire, but I could pop on a Drake single. Like I
great
love
album,
it from. Nah, ain't none of them great. Ain't none of them great. Ain't none of them great. When's the last time you listened to a Drake album?
Yo, he went triple platinum in Canada, yo.
Yeah, Drake got that Disney money. I ain't saying he ain't got sales. You know what I mean? I ain't knocking the kid on, you know what I mean, on his sales, but I just don't think he's made, like, I can't listen from his album from beginning to end, yo, and not wanting to have to skip four or five tracks, yo.
I listen to the album, dude.
You fool with all of them? When's the last time you listened to them, though?
I mean, I listened to recently.
Really? I tried to listen to them again when I was driving across the Mississippi River 2 weeks ago, and I caught myself skipping like six tracks, yo.
Got bored, huh?
Yo, them joints is like bad. It's like bad singing sometimes, yo. It's like if I would have put an R&B album together, I might have good lyrics, yo. But if I can't sing and I'm trying to sing, then it sucks. Yo, Drake would have got kicked off on the first round of American Idol, yo. We'd have made fun of him, yo. I mean, let's be real.
He wouldn't have gone on that joint and trying to sing now.
Oh, man. Damn.
So that's why I said they just... Drake joint just disappointed. Just disappointed me, man. Just disappointed me. Hold on. Okay. But so, got a couple other topics I want to get to, yo. We only got, man. See, that's why I love talking to people, yo. We already halfway through, yo. So, look. Have y'all heard about what Ted Johnson said about Vince Wilfork's wife, yo?
No.
Who's Ted Johnson?
Okay. So, let me give you the background, right? Ted Johnson used to play for the Patriots. I believe he was a linebacker. So he's not real popular or whatever, but he played with Vince Wilfork, right? So now he plays for the Texans. So he was on a radio show, and a caller asked him to say who in the NFL has the ugliest wife? And the man responded, and I quote, and this is a big man. This guy had his way with the Texans this year, but he won't hear this. Vince Wilfork.
Oh.
So Vince Wilfork gets on Twitter and responds and says, "You're barking up the wrong tree. I hear and see everything, motherfucker."
Wow.
Yo, that's crazy, yo.
Yo. So my question to y'all is, and I kind of already know the answer, but this is just off the topic. Is it ever cool to criticize a cool player's wife, yeah? I can't even say, what if I change it to this? Is it ever okay to criticize a friend's wife?
No. I don't even know if he's a friend at that point, but nah.
I don't think he's a friend either. I'm just putting it in the friend mode.
Nah.
No.
At least not in public. I mean, maybe you can pull your man up. I mean, maybe you can pull your boy up and be like, yo, man, yo, why your wife keep, like, you know, talking to me like this or whatever. I feel a certain way about, you know, the way she did this or that. But you don't go on a radio show and say she just, like, butt ugly. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's grounds to get hands put on you, yo.
Yeah, that was my next question. What would be the ramifications, yo, if you chill in the crib eating chicken noodle soup and your phone just starts blowing up talking about, yo, your old boy or your old teammate just called your wife and said she was the ugliest wife in the NFL, yo.
That's crazy, son.
Yeah, that's crazy, yo. I'm going to go in on his wife. You want to go in on mine? I'm going in on his. Hard. I ain't gonna stop.
You gonna have the Twitter beef rolling though?
I ain't gonna do Twitter. I'm gonna go on radio, I'm gonna go on TV commercials, and we're gonna get it in. I'm gonna have both of them crying. They gonna have to sue me to get me to stop.
Yeah, man, that's just bananas, yo. I think, man, like, it'd be one thing, like, I don't know, like, I couldn't imagine ever criticizing anybody. I mean, I know I wouldn't talk about anybody's wife like that. It's just not my place, yo. If I got a problem with your wife, if I know you, I feel like as a man, I should come holler at you. You know what I mean? But if somebody said that my wife was the ugliest wife, or even if she was just ugly and I knew you, I think that would bother me so much, especially if my wife heard it. Because now, like, that's going to make her self-conscious. That means she's going to start getting on my nerves every night. Because it's going to go from anger to, well, do you think I'm ugly? Why does he think I'm ugly? So then I got to hear that shit all night. And it's just,
heard the happy
it's
home.
What'd you say, who?
I said the man trying to ruin the happy home, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Beach Bum and Hole taking it back to Hammer Jacks in like 90, like 2000, yo, and start throwing dudes off stage and knock their bouncers out. Yeah, that's what I got.
Wow.
Hey, if you want to take this?
I'm just saying, you know. I'm giving y'all props. You know what I'm saying? Y'all went ahead of y'all business, yo. What you doing, yo?
You going to keep going?
I'm just saying, shout out.
He said a shout out.
Wow. Yeah. God, I'll let you take that one, yo.
Yeah, this coming from a man. Now, mind you, sister, people who listen, you are crack jokes. We in the mean streets of Baltimore. Somebody says to M. Extra Money's wife, hey, honey, how you doing? Pats her on the back. He turns around and punches him in the face and says, I did not mean to do this to you. Yeah, I did not mean to punch somebody in the face and drop him in the streets, yo. And they're going to try to give him a talk, like an encouraging talk, yo.
That story was fabricated by a brother from Jersey 2 who was drunk. Don't count.
Yo, you got so many instances, yo. You know who started the fight in Hammerjacks, yo. And you beat up the wrong dude. How you going to beat up the wrong dude, yo? Turned around and was like, no, it's not me. All I saw was a drink slide and him getting punched in the face.
I got the right dude.
No, you did
but you
not.
Were,
yeah.
You were talking to his girl.
Like,
nah. Now I have it. All right, next topic.
Yeah, that's the second. Yeah, that's the second time he threw somebody in the bus. Yo, he threw me under the bus last night.
Well,
yeah,
that was way back in the day, yo.
Hey, M. Extra Money. See, that's what happens when guys move to West Coast and start having small sweater parties, yo.
What are you doing?
They start losing the code, yo.
said small sweater parties. What?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that's what Herb and them be doing in Arizona. They have small sweater parties, yo.
It was an ugly sweater party, son.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, man. Y'all dudes are stupid, yo.
Oh, man. All right. So we got extra money. Wants to move on. So let's go ahead and move on to the next topic. I saw this story, y'all. So a dude in Milwaukee County, right, has been ducking his mom for child support, right? So he has to pay $150 a month for child support, but he won't pay. He says he doesn't have a job. So this fool takes a picture. Oh, my God, what's wrong with these people? Takes a picture of himself with a bunch of money on the ground, his face waving, and a bottle of liquor. So what does the DA do? They copy that picture from Facebook, and now there's a warrant out for his arrest because now they say that he has the means to pay for child support since there's more than $500 on the ground, and he could have at least paid 3 months' worth of child support. So my question to you is displaying all these pictures on Facebook a detriment to people's privacy? Like, should cops be able to use what you display on your own private page against you?
If you owe somebody money and you take a picture laying on money, yeah, you should get knocked for that. That's just stupid.
What if it wasn't his money, though?
Who let somebody else lay on their money and take pictures of it, yo?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he's an idiot, too. And extra money, what do you think? Do you think that we should be able to use the federal authority should be able to use Facebook against you in a court?
I think it depends on how you act. I mean, if you're acting reckless, I think all bets are off. But honestly, I mean, as crazy as it is, but you know, you can't be coming in there acting reckless and not expecting something to happen.
I mean, but what if dude is just saying, you know what I mean? What if he's down on his luck, he ain't got no job, and his homies was like, "Look, I got a couple dollars, man. Let's go party tonight." You know, we've all been there. Somebody's been down, somebody else got something good. He's like, "Yo, I got you tonight. Let's party." And then, you know, you get him a bottle of liquor, things get a little crazy, you take a picture. But now he's got to go to jail because there was money on the ground.
Yeah, that's a tough situation, man. I don't know. And I don't know about that.
Mr. Righteous, what you think?
He's plumb dumb for just putting it on the internet like that because they know they got Facebook cops and they got Twitter cops and they got MySpace cops, and these people are really on there lurking and looking for stuff like this. And to put it out there on social media, I mean, you put it out there for the world to see. It's not like it's something private, so you put it out there for the world to see. So, of course, they're going to use that against you, just like they use that situation with the football players in Ohio. They put it out there on social media. Now they're using that against them. If they never put it out there on social media, nobody would never know what was going on, just like nobody would never know if he had money if he didn't put it on social media and try to splurge. So that's just something.
I mean, yeah, you gotta be in a tough situation where you can't come up with $150 a month to take care of your child. Now, I'm a firm believer, this might sound ignorant, I'm a firm believer in the fact that I believe women take advantage of a lot of men when it comes to child care, especially with, you know what I mean, with financial stuff, with the courts and all that. But I also know there's a lot of idiot men out here who have kids. Yo, okay, let me jump on the off-ramp real quick. Let me get you something that I believe, yo. Ho, what you think about this? If you gotta take a test to drive a car, you should have to take a test to have a baby.
Yo, how do you take a test to have a baby?
Son, sterilize all these motherfuckers. And until they pass an exam that says they are fit to be parents and have a kid and can provide an income, they shouldn't be allowed to have kids, yo. I know that's messing around and playing God, and I'm sorry, Jesus. But, yeah, there's a lot of dumb kids out here, yo.
Can't ride with you on that one, bro.
Just natural selection?
Nah, can't ride with you on that one.
Yo,
but there are a lot of dumb people having kids.
What'd you say?
But there are a lot of dumb people having kids.
Woo! Upset alert. Kansas might be going down. Oh, never mind. Just got a big duck. Hey, have extra money. What you think, yo? You think you should have a test to be able to have a kid, yo?
Yo, you lunching with that, man. I think it's still some irresponsible people as parents, young parents. But I don't know if a test really can prepare you for what you ready to get into when you have a kid. I don't care if you ace that joint just because you got maybe a niece or nephew that you've taken care of. But when you when it's your child, man, it's a lot more stuff that goes on behind those closed doors. I don't know if a test really can qualify you or not qualify you to take care of a parent. Because at that point, you're just studying for the test because I'm sure they're going to have some kind of book. But that don't mean, like everybody passed their driving test. That don't mean they're a good driver, so.
Yo, but everybody don't pass their driving test. Only dumb people don't pass driving tests. Only people who should really never, ever get behind the wheel. Because think about how easy the driver's test is. Only people who should never, ever get behind the wheel don't pass the driver's test, yo. There's some people out here who should never, ever have a kid, yo. And I, we have to figure out a way to weed them out, you know.
You can't stop people from having sex, though. So what's
wrong? People can bone all they want, you know. But what holds more responsibility, you know? Driving a car or having a kid?
It's both, yo. Either one, you got.
Answer my question, M Extra Money. What's more responsible? What holds more responsibility? Raising a child or driving?
It's definitely raising a child, but at the same
time.
There you go.
If I got a passing test to drive down the street, why shouldn't these dumb people pass a test to have a baby? They can bone. Maybe we can do something. Maybe we can force people on birth control. I don't know. I haven't thought it out all the way. But there's got to be a way we can prevent some of these dummies from having kids, yo.
That'll never happen. Yeah. That's like regulating birth, man. You can't do stuff like that, man. This ain't no ancient times, man. Okay, you pass the test. You're allowed to have a baby. You can go. You failed. You can't have one. They ain't going to do that. That's reckless, yo. These people going to be outraged.
Yeah. Yo, they need to, yo. I got some stories of some people that are out here humping, they got no business humping, you know.
I'm sure we all got stories like that. Outside the family, inside the family.
we need to cut them out, you know. We need to cut them out. Because there's some people in my family I don't want procreating, you know. And if they, yeah, I know they really pass the test, you know. And that's just a dog-eat-dog world, you know.
Oh, man. Yo, he's a fool, yo.
Yeah. I'm just saying, yo. But think about it honestly. It's so important. It's so much responsibility on raising a child, and it's less responsibility on driving a car. Why do we have to drive a car and pass a test, but raising a kid isn't?
Because there's no test, yo.
It's a testament to yourself if you're gonna raise this child right to be a model citizen. Or somewhat of a model citizen.
Yo, but some of these people don't even realize that they can even have kids, yo. Like, real talk, I know this retarded dude around here who's just running around just humping like homeless women, you know. Like, no condoms or nothing, you know. Like, it's crazy, yeah.
Well, he gonna get that three-letter word. That's going to turn him up.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? The government is going to find a way to make me pay for his medication. It's crazy in these streets, y'all. It's crazy, yeah. I know I'm talking like a new world order. I'm probably sound real communist right now, yo. There's a lot of dummies out here that shouldn't be having kids.
Yo, you on your righteous stuff today, brother.
I just don't want no dummies around my child, yo. Because I know I'd pass the test. I'd study.
He said, I'll study.
Oh, I thought there was an announcement tonight, yo.
Yeah. But I got to wait till Monday. I got to wait till the big announcement Monday, yo. They told me to hold off for one more week. But follow the Twitter. It might come out on Twitter soon. But, yo, that's our time, man. Thanks for everybody that called in. Thanks to my co-host, M Extra Money, Mr. Wright. Thanks to my homie, Ho, from the West Coast, way to come and visit us. Catch us on the Off Show. Make sure you follow the Twitter at the Off Ramp Show. It's a whole lot of stuff we got to talk about, man. I'll talk to y'all Monday. Peace.